A Prayer to Stop Worrying Once and for All by Christine Brown, read by Leah Martin. When the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul. Psalm 94:19. Do you struggle with worry? Do you often wake up in the morning with cares on your heart instead of praise to the one who holds you in the palm of his hand? If so, you're not alone. When we worry, we allow our minds to dwell on our troubles. So if we want to get rid of worry in our lives, we begin by giving our minds a new place to dwell. Psalm 94:19 encourages us in times when worry threatens to take over. When the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul. Just thinking about God's promises will bring indescribable joy. The New King James Version puts it this way: Your comforts delight my soul. God will always comfort us in our distress, no matter how many worries we carry. His comfort is strong enough to eradicate every anxious thought. By taking a moment to focus on Him, we will experience supernatural peace, enough to help us stop worrying once and for all. You might be wondering if it's even possible to put an end to worry. Training our minds to dwell in God's goodness isn't a one-time thing. It's a daily commitment to draw close to Him. So let's begin today with this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I struggle with worry. So many times throughout my day, I catch myself thinking about my problems. I know focusing on my troubles isn't healthy, but I can't seem to stop worrying, no matter how hard I try. Help me put an end to worry in my life and find peace through Jesus. Lord, I choose to let my mind dwell on your goodness today. When I start worrying again, help me turn my thoughts back to you by reminding me of your promises. Jesus gave us his peace so that we could live free from worry. John 14:27 says, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you." Let that peace of Jesus overflow in my life. His peace is more powerful than my worrying. So when the cares of my heart are many, I'll turn to you. I'll rest in your presence and let your Holy Spirit comfort me. Thank you for your word that says in Philippians 4:6, I don't have to worry about anything. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Life Audio presents Bridges with Monica Schmelter.
That we have an enduring hope that can't be taken away when we are in Christ. And to know that we have that, right? And eternal salvation, because this world can be so busy and so dark that we can forget that,
right?
Because sometimes I get caught in the trappings of what's going on in my life this moment. And while I have to recognize that, that's not it.
Continue listening on lifeaudio.com or wherever you find your podcast.